Hello and welcome. This is LP with a quick intro to this episode of Cheap Flight, which is a podcast about the recording project being upstate. That recording project is made up of Derek, Jeff, and myself. For the last several episodes, we've been discussing the potential to put out a record as a follow-up to the 1995 debut of Leader Dogs for the Blind called Lemonade. We've decided to move forward with a follow-up these 25 years later. But in the episode tonight, we talk about really what the rest of the world is talking about, which is the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus around the globe, and how it has impacted our various individual contexts. Derek being down near San Antonio, Texas, Jeff being near Toronto, and myself in Milwaukee. There is kind of an abrupt end to this episode. I apologize in advance. I'll make an intro for part two, which will come out in a few days. Part two is a lot more political. The language is a little bit more colorful, and the opinions quite a bit stronger. And I'll take all the credit for that, because it's mainly me talking and putting forth my own opinions, language and all. But for this episode, for the most part, fairly docile. Hope you enjoy it. Also wanted to let you know, and maybe I'll put out a separate episode about this, but you can actually weigh in directly to this podcast. Anchor, if you have the app, within has the feature for you to send a voicemail of sorts. And we can insert that voicemail, whether it's a question or a comment, and then we can respond to it. So I'd like to invite that from our audience of, say, 10 people or so. If you would like to weigh in, if you'd like to ask a question, if you'd like to weigh in with a comment, you have the opportunity to do that through the app called Anchor, and we'd be glad to hear your voice and make you a part of the next episode. With that, I give you Cheap Flight and my Corona.
Yo.
Jeff Laffert.
How are you, man?
I'm fantastic. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Fighting off this not COVID-19. It's a cold. But yeah, it's kind of trailing its way out, but I've got this pesky cough and yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, doing okay.
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 I see where you're going. Okay.
Okay.
You feeling all right, Jeff?
I was just saying, I'm doing okay. I'm just feeling a little, I've got a cough and fighting off this cold.
Got to fighting off the corona. Right. Okay.
Well. Corona, not drinking enough corona.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, dude. It's getting better. It's all right. Just stay out of the vocal booth for a while and yeah, that's okay. We're good. Everything's good. How about you guys? What's happening?
Sounds like Derek is in the shower.
No, I was getting some coffee brewed up.
Oh, coffee.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Coffee on St. Patty's Day.
Oh, heck yeah. Coffee any time of the day, any day.
Wow.
Awesome.
I'm also drinking, but it's not coffee.
There wasn't quite enough time to grab something like that on the way down. Cough medicine, but I will go out and get some after we're done.
Sounds like a plan. So,
so I apologize if you guys hear me slurping on the coffee.
Oh, I don't mind.
No, nope, that's cool, man.
Who cares? This is our podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, do what you want.
That's right.
No rules to this thing.
all three of our listeners will probably forgive you.
Probably.
So tell me, guys, what's life like for you guys? What's changed for you with this whole coronavirus thing?
Derek, go. Like, you've got
people to manage. We went Friday to the grocery store. It was pretty bonkers. You know, I had to wait in a good, had a 20-person line in front of me. All the peanut butter was gone.
No.
All the Annie's organic mac and cheese was gone.
No.
Yes. Dude. Yes. All the, let's see what else is gone. Toilet. Oh man, I got a picture of our toiletry aisle. It's very ominous. The whole aisle is just cleaned out. No toilet paper, no paper towel. I'll just share that with you guys. I was going to do it right now, actually, so we can discuss it. Pop that
in there. Okay. We can further unpack this.
Yeah, and, go over it. It's actually quite. It's quite an ominous picture. I had to take it.
Very apocalyptic.
Yes.
I had to do the same thing. I was really kind of, you see these things come up on social media, whatever, and I thought, wow, whatever. Is this even real? So I went to my store, local store, which is, like 5-minute drive away, and sure enough, same thing. I had to take a picture of it, send it to my wife, because we just were just shocked.
Right.
This was actually happening.
It's a lot of asses out there to wipe. So
clearly. I wonder how many pictures there are today of empty toilet paper aisles.
Probably a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at the grocery store earlier today, not for toilet paper, but for other things. And there was a guy there who I think was one of the store employees, and he was like videotaping the empty toilet paper aisle.
Wow.
So that was neat.
Neato.
So what, Derek?
What does it mean for work, Derek? How's it look for you for work? Like, you have people to manage, you got things.
I'm not managing full time yet. I've managed a couple shifts, but I haven't crossed over to second shift yet.
Okay.
As far as right now, it's all about social distancing. It's all about hand washing, using hand sanitizer. It's all about now. The discussion is, can we every day at 8 o'clock a.m. they have a meeting. You're not supposed to have a meeting with more than 20 people without the vice president's permission. So they're trying to, they might break up that meeting now. It's like, it's probably 15, 20 people in the morning. It's in the plant. It's not in a room, but there's still, the whole thing is just bonkers. I mean, really.
Yeah.
It's just really bananas. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
But you are still going to work.
They're having talks every day about the situation. But there's no talk of actually a plant closure anytime soon. Not yet.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, I've had my boss, my new boss, tell me it's not a matter of when. It's not a matter of if, but when.
Gotcha.
All right.
Wow.
So,
interesting.
Wow. So, my question is, how are you able to make it without the organic mac and cheese?
That's a tough one, because Annie's organic mac and cheese is pretty fucking killer.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I don't know if we have that here in Canada. I'll have to go look for that. If it's still on the shelf.
I'll ship you some, dude. It's pretty tasty. Perfect. I'll give it to you. I'll send you some.
Perfect. We'll have to do like a weekly catch up on like how you're doing without that. But,
Yeah. I don't know if we have any, but there wasn't any in the store. But yeah, all the peanut butter was gone. What else was gone? A lot of those kind of staples.
Sure. I was trying to just buy flour today, because I have my own sourdough.
What, Linda?
Oh, okay. Yep.
And the way sourdough works is
Thank you for contributing. Sorry.
The way sourdough works is every day you take half of it and discard it, and then like you feed it, quote unquote feed it, but that's just like equal parts flour and water almost. But you really need things like
either like a good whole wheat flour or like a rye flour. But I went to two stores today and the flour aisle is just wiped out. None. So
wow,
we've had the same problem. That's interesting, man.
Yeah. Which, you know, flour and like the aisles where there's, you know, meat products and those are all wiped out. Those make sense to me. The toilet paper thing is still, I'm still kind of scratching my head on that one.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
What's funny is I feel like, not that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I wonder sometimes about like if somebody said, man, you have got to load up on cotton balls.
Yeah.
Like something random. Everybody would just be like, yes.
Yeah.
I 100% have to do that.
Yeah.
And then there'd be this frenzy to go get 101 cotton balls just because.
Absolutely.
Weird.
I saw a meme today where, like, in one picture, this doctor is telling this guy, you know, you've been tested positive for coronavirus. And the next picture, he's like saying, how is this possible? I have 300 rolls of toilet paper.
That's an awesome meme. Do you have that?
I'll see if I can find it and send it to you.
See if you can find that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Also, there was no spaghetti sauce at our local store.
Wow.
No pasta or spaghetti sauce. Now they had sauce, but they had like the $8 New York family style brand,
right.
which is okay actually, but so.
And see,
now school closings are happening around here. I think they're getting extended till April now, I've heard.
Yeah.
So schools are shutting down. I still can go to the gym as far as I know. Because I went the other day.
I don't know if I would though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe. You know, it might be a consideration.
So I mean, because what I've read, and I don't know if they've tested it with this strain of the virus, but I have read that like metal in particular, the virus can stay on it for like 48 hours or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know. Crazy. How about you?
I don't either. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's I too went to the grocery store, and again, it's one of those things where it's not necessarily that like all of the shelves are empty, but it's empty of the things that you would normally go and buy, like a lot of, like you say, the pantry staples, but things like, okay, my wife said grab some mayonnaise while you're there. Well, most of it's gone. There may be the stuff that's like mayonnaise with this or, you know. The really expensive stuff or whatever is there. But it's just the typical stuff that you would go to the grocery store and buy. They were cleaned out. And the toilet paper, gone. All the paper products. Any cleaning products like Lysol wipes, crap like that. That stuff's all gone.
Yeah.
In terms of like what Canada's doing, I mean, overall – On the home front, nothing for me personally really changes a whole lot because this whole idea of like social isolation and distancing and whatever. I mean, that's just typical day to day, really, because I just work here alone in the edit suite by myself. So I've got work to keep me busy. And so that's not such a big deal. Now, other people, like my wife is home from work, they're going to be shut down for, I think, until at least April. And that's happening in a lot of places. Some of that's not necessarily enforced. People are volunteering to close down their businesses for a while. Some things are enforced. I think as of today, the Premier of Ontario just said that he's saying that like restaurants need to be closed except for like takeout, things like that. I guess you can still do that, but they're closing restaurants, bars, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen until April. Schools are closed. The borders are still technically open, but it's only open to Canadian citizens returning and U.S. citizens that are coming, though it's encouraged that if U.S. citizens are coming over just for a visit, not a good time necessarily to be doing that. Like, but other than that, like they're, you know, basically, it's not, I guess it's kind of, they're doing the best they can to take measures to keep everybody separate. And so I think, like I say, on the home front, we're home. And we're not really going out a whole lot, only if we absolutely have to. But for the last couple of days, we've been in the house. We've got the fridge is pretty well stocked, and we've got plenty of toilet paper. We were just fine there, so not a big deal.
We use a bidet here, so I don't care about toilet paper.
There you go. You know, that ass is clean. No big deal.
That's amazing.
Funny fountain.
So where's Mr. Trudeau live? Where's the capital of Canada?
Well, Derek, I'm glad you asked that question. The capital of Canada is actually here in
Toronto.
It is it's okay. Ottawa, which is here in Ontario.
Oh,
and
really?
Yep. And he lives there. And at the moment, his wife actually has been
tested
positive for COVID-19. So she's actually in quarantine, and he has chosen to keep himself in self-isolation. So any of the stuff where he's addressed the nation or whatever has been out in front of his house. He just kind of comes out, does his thing, whatever.
Really?
Yep. And goes back in. And so that'll happen for, 14 days or whatever the case may be. And then I'm sure they'll, reassess and figure out what's going on. But it's crazy times, man. At first I kind of thought this was just kind of ridiculous, but I guess if it's the right thing to do, sure, whatever. In the short term, we'll figure out what we got to do and see how this thing goes.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They, I think people thought it was just ridiculous, like over in Italy too. And now they're in pretty dire situation.
Yeah. That's nuts. I mean, really, when you think about it, like there's only so many respirators.
Right.
To go around.
Right.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't take much for the hospital systems to be overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We only have 95,000 ICUs in the States. And you got to believe that most of the time, 75% of that's, filled with other illnesses or accidents or,
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Wisconsin?
So it's fairly similar. We've been in lockdown. Well, I don't want to call it lockdown, but
lockdown
as of this morning. No restaurants or bars can be open except for curbside service.
Really?
Yeah. Schools have been for about actually a week as of today. Schools have been shutting down. And then as of kind of this weekend, instead of just being like, an extension of spring break and then a week or two of online classes, most schools have gone to the rest of the year will be on online. So,
wow. Really?
Yep.
So can you go to a department store? Where can you go right now?
So basically the main things that are open are grocery, gas, and pharmacy.
Wow. So you can't go to like Menards or Kmart or whatever the hell you got. Kreskies.
I've never heard of
Myers, Kreskies, whatever you have,
Myers would be open because they generally have food. And right. Drugs. I don't know about like your Meijer. I'm sorry, your Menards or Home Depot, that sort of thing. I don't know. I imagine there.
I just like to say Menards. I never been to Menards. So I just like to say
it's that. Cool to say it. Menard.
Yeah,
Menards.
Menards.
There's been an accident. There's been an accident in Menards.
Oh, dude, yeah, there's 201 jokes.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's loads there, but... I mean, at some point in time, I've heard in some states they are closing down what they are considering non-essential businesses, and I don't know how they determine what's non-essential. But I've had emails from most of the, if not all of the local coffee shops.
Yeah.
Barbers and hair salons are shutting down.
How are they gonna? They're not gonna make it. How are they gonna?
Well,
today
supposedly there was an $830 billion relief package that was. I don't know if it's been passed yet or, but
invisible money.
Yeah, didn't Trump talked about that today? Didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That's true. Yeah. We're all getting paychecks, guys. Yeah.
Woo!
Yep.
And Canada's done the same thing. They're looking for some sort of a stimulus package. They've told people not to, be concerned. We're going to make sure that people get their rent paid and their groceries and so on. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Crazy times.
Yep.
Stimulus package would be a cool name for a album.
Yeah. yeah.
But basically, life is. I mean, you know, this is St. Patrick's
upside
Day,
down, man.
You know what I mean? And yeah,
yeah, I know. Nobody's even mentioned it at all. Nobody's even given it. Nobody barely talks about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, usually a pretty big, especially in the Midwest.
Yeah, pretty big because day. Oh yeah,
people are by that time. People are have so much cabin fever from the winter, and yeah, it's like let's get out and drink. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
On the Facebook, it's barely mentioned it from what I can tell. Or celebrated. There's no green T-shirts or green beer or nothing.
Yeah, on the corner of the street where Stephanie lives, I was over there earlier, and there's an Irish pub, O'Brien's, and we went down to do curbside Reuben sandwiches, and the bartender came out to deliver the food, and he said, after like 8 p.m. tonight, we're shutting down for the foreseeable future because they just can't afford to have like their lights on and, you know.
Yeah.
So it's, and you know, hopefully this only lasts. I mean, yesterday, according to the, whatever that was, the press conference that the president had, they're talking about this going into July and August.
Right. Right. That's true.
That's terrible, man.
And so one of the things I was thinking about today when I was thinking about this podcast recording is just think of what has changed in these 7 days since we talked last. It's amazing, absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. Like standstill. Like 7 days ago, the NBA was still playing games, you know, and.
Right.
You know, every day something has shut down, something major has shut down. So, anyway, thank goodness we,
I got a friend here that's going to do some shows coming up and those are done. Those are canceled.
Yeah. We've had lots of canceled shows.
Everything's. Yep. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's like you say, it is amazing to see how quickly things can turn.
Yeah, so having said all that, you know, last week we were talking about travel plans.
Yeah,
that was the whole
crux
of the episode. Obviously, I think right now it doesn't make any sense to put money down on travel plans before, say, August, because there's just too many unknowns, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
So, unless, you know, Jeff, you want to go on foot, you know, and get through the border and it just, you know, it increases your travel time a little bit,
but totally worth it. But
totally worth it.
But yeah, it's definitely, it puts a kink in our plans to hang out anytime soon for sure.
Yeah.
Or in the foreseeable future. Crazy. It's just crazy, man. It's hard to get your head around it.
Yeah. You know, we're so used to being able to, you know, even if you can't get out and do what you want, it's like we're used to being able to just order something on Amazon and see it tomorrow. But even Amazon, you know, at least the home delivery types of services are shutting down except for essentials like medications and those kinds of things.
Yeah, home. Yeah, said essentials and medicines, medical supplies.
Yeah. Yeah, even just like from a business perspective.
Which I find that strange.
Which part?
That Amazon
like
is
still delivering?
No, it's almost like they're being used as a government.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like a wartime supply house or something. It's just odd. I find it odd.
You know, in a way it's odd, but in another way, this is what large companies do at a time of war. They switch over, they retool their entire, like, you know, factories or whatever to make weapons and stuff.
I mean, yeah, if they're doing it for business purposes,
yeah. I've seen where, like...
But if they're getting some of their kind of directive, that's...
I read an article today where, I can't remember which company it is, but they've retooled all of their manufacturing to pump out more face masks, you know?
Oh, wow.
Just because the demand is so high, which is a little bit funny because, on the one hand, we've been told numerous times face masks don't work unless, like, you have... the virus.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Basically, all it does is make your face sweaty because you're not going. If you don't already have it, you're not going to contract it through the air. But I still see a lot of people around. I shouldn't say a lot of people because I don't see a lot of people anywhere. But I see people occasionally with, you know, either a handkerchief over their face or like a face mask on. But anyway, but all that to say that Amazon is just a part of that now. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, that is an interesting thing that you bring up, is to say that, like, do you guys notice too that the streets seem a little more empty than usual? And
not a little. Not around here, it's like it's quieter around here than Christmas Day. I'm not even joking.
And we find the same thing. I'm like Omega Man. You know, I can walk out in the streets and it's, you know, this is my city, you know, it's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, really? Like I Am Legend.
Yeah, it's kind of. I mean, you know, it's just bananas that, like, because I live on a street that's fairly busy, and you know, at the typical rush hour times, it's rush hour. But here, nothing. It's just dead quiet. You know, occasionally cars drive by and whatever, but it's, you know, but what I do find is there are the odd person that'll still jog by, and you do see people out here and there, but definitely a huge decline in the amount of traffic and foot traffic and whatever. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. There's not even around here. There's, I mean, right now, especially because it's St. Patrick's Day in one of the drinkingest cities in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm looking out my window right now and I don't see a single like human being, just out. It's just weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. And even the people who regularly like walk their dogs and stuff, it's just a lot of that is cut down. I still see that occasionally, but it's not like it normally is around here. Wow. So anyway,
Derek, I get the sense that things aren't too horribly different where you're at. They're different. Like stores are,
not yet. I mean, the store, the supplies is getting really tight. I mean, the grocery stores are having a hard time keeping up. Well, like I said, the schools are closed. We don't really have a curfew yet. We don't have a lockdown yet on bars or restaurants. Now, the Chick-fil-A here, you cannot dine inside.
Yeah.
The Chick-fil-A. We went to Chili's last Sunday. You guys have probably been to Chili's before, sure. Right? And they only seat people every other
That's a good idea. Every
other table, which is kind of weird. For social distancing, you can't. There's no ketchup bottles on the table. There's no salt shakers. So, and they said, you know, sales were down 50%. So yeah, it's changed. It'll come. It's just a matter of time. You know, we don't have. San Antonio has a huge festival every year called Fiesta, which is huge in the city of San Antonio. They canceled South by Southwest, which you guys have heard of. They canceled that. So, yeah, there's some pretty big things going on. But no lockdown just yet.
Wow.
Well, I think I heard the gyms are closed up. Probably the chain. Like the chains are all going to respond, but all the mom and pops are going to hang on as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I got the email that my gym is shut down for the foreseeable future.
I just got an email now from my bank, and it sounds like they don't want a lot of people coming to the lobby. So, which isn't a big deal. It's just, you know, it's just different.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
I imagine if you're an extrovert, this has got to be especially tough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's tough for people who are extroverts. It's tough for people who like organic mac and cheese.
They're the hardest, exactly. Really.
That's true.
I mean, let's be honest.
But Jeff, you know, I'm just exactly like you, where this is not terribly different from my normal day to day because I work from home, I live alone. So people are like, "This is crazy lockdown." For me, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, you're.
You know.
Yeah,
you're.
Yeah, exactly. Business as usual. Right.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, I mean, now you work for a company.
It's true.
And I work for my own company. So to be honest, you know, going forward with some of the companies that one of the businesses I do work with is a TV station not too far from here. And they were talking about how we got the email tonight, how their production, they've shut down everything, but you know, between now and April. So if you had anything where was any work booked there, that's now not happening. So who's to say, right? I mean, there are other businesses that I work with that if they don't do anything for a while, or whatever, this could, it could end up being disastrous longer term. I mean, I'm certainly trying to remain positive on those things, but you know, who knows, right? I mean, you just never know. So we'll see how it goes day by day.
You never know. Yeah, you're right. I have never seen my CEO and you see yours every day, you know, in the mirror. So, I love my job. I love the company I work for. I love the team I work with. I don't love the financial industry because it has so many regulations and restrictions, but in this situation, it might be really good to be working for one of the biggest banks on the globe. So
yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see how all that plays out. But I will tell you this, I have been so amazed and kind of proud of how proactive our company has been. They were talking about social distancing and doing elbow bumps and working from home about 3 weeks before the government was.
Wow.
So